Hi again, everyone. So we're moving on from karpas to what we call yachat, which is when we break the middle matzah. Of course, we have three matzahs. Well, why do we have that? Well, one reason is because we need two matzah for Yom Tov. Shabbat and Yom Tov, we always have two challah, and so we're going to have two matzah. But also, we need to have a half of a matzah. And that's because one of the faces of matzah, one of the bases of it, is that it is lechem oni, the bread of the poor person, or the bread of affliction, as we read. And the idea is that the poor person doesn't get a full piece, symbolizing the bread of the person who's afflicted. They have a part of a piece, a part of the complete. And so we have two for Yom Tov, and a half of one, which symbolizes Pesach and the bread of affliction. And that's really interesting because it's like matzah has two faces to it. There's the face of freedom, because when we came out of Egypt, we know that the dough didn't rise. And therefore, when we came out, we had matzah as we moved into freedom. And there's the face of slavery, as I've just said, that matzah represents what they might have eaten in Egypt. They wouldn't have had the time to make bread. They would have had something unleavened, and it was therefore the bread of slavery. So there's two sides, really, to matzah, and that's really interesting. So we hide away part of the matzah for what we call the afikomen. And this actually symbolizes the eating of the Pesach offering. When we had a temple and when we had offerings, the last thing a family or group would eat at their Pesach Seder, the final eat would be the Pesach lamb. Interesting, that'd be almost like their dessert, which is fascinating. And to symbolize that last eat, that last bit that they would eat of the Pesach offering, we have this matzah, which the afikomen. So it has quite important symbolism. And often the question we need to ask is, will the real matzah stand up, please? What's more important, the matzah we eat before the meal or the matzah we eat at the end, the afikomen? And rabbis disagree on this, but it shows you that both are really important. We always chew on that matzah at the end, thinking, gosh, let's get on and sing the rest. But actually, that afikomen matzah has really important symbolism. Speak to you soon.